As we come to the end of 2021, I am re-releasing podcast number one, my introduction to math, science, history. I started this podcast in September 2019 in honor of my dad's birthday. My last podcast of 2021 is the annual holiday puzzle, and that puzzle would not have been possible if it wasn't for the encouragement of my dad. When I was in high school, before he would go to work, he would leave a math puzzle next to my cereal bowl for me to solve. I loved doing them. But as a working actress, I never thought I would ever be passionately interested in math. But it happened. Somehow, over the course of my life, I found myself going back to college to get a second degree, this time in math. I know that my dad's puzzles had an influence on that endeavor. So, as we approach the new year, I just want to say that I hope my podcast inspires you to love math and science as much as I do. I look forward to sharing more math, science, and history with you next year. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and thank you for being part of the math, science, history community. I am so grateful for you. Here is to 2022. May it be exceptionally better than the previous years that we have endured. Happy New Year.
The history of math is our intellectual foundation to understanding science. Science. Beautiful, awesome, amazing, wonderful science. It's our creative foundation to our imaginable futures. I'm Gabrielle Burchak, and this is my podcast, Math, Science, History. In the year 415, the infamous philosopher and mathematician Hypatia of Alexandria, Egypt, was savagely murdered by church monks. This murder shocked the Roman community and its government leaders. Hypatia was known far and wide as a respected philosopher, mathematician, government advisor, and a professor. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, is a book that I wrote that looks not just at the circumstances surrounding her death, but also at the sum of her entire life. I weave in the details of her education, disciples, Neoplatonic philosophies, female contemporaries, and the many mathematics that she wrote and taught about. There is truly more to Hypatia's life than her death. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, written by me, Gabrielle Burchak, is now on sale on Amazon. Buy your copy today. There is one key that opened the door to science. One key. That key originated 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years. That key is math. Once the door was open, Pandora exploded. Math was the foundation to everything, in my opinion. From it, we learn how to count, divide, multiply, and subtract. After that, we started to analyze the stars. We needed geometry for that. We needed to understand how the Earth could be round. Geometry again. Then there was that whole idea of buying and selling things, selling agriculture, adding crops. Math, it's in our blood. For all of you out there that think you're not a math person, I've got news for you. It's been in your family for millennia. So guess what? You are a math person. Own up to it. Be proud of it. This podcast is all about understanding the foundations that we stand on as it relates to science, as it relates to mathematics, and as it relates to our future. Without our histories, we would not have a promising future. Without our histories, we would not be able to see the red flags of danger in the future. Without our histories, we would not even have a future. And what does our future entail? Well, we're on the verge of tremendous breakthroughs in machine learning and artificial intelligence. I mean, we already have no-coding environments. We have open source frameworks that allow people to implement algorithms without coding. As far as supercomputing goes, we're approaching the ability to conduct superconductivity in near room temperatures. And as far as our health goes, we are now on the verge of finding new strategies for treating eye disease by understanding how the retina projects proteins to different areas of our central nervous system. We have made so much exciting progress in science that it's astounding that we've come this far in such a short little time. And I truly believe that a lot of that is attributed to the foundations upon which we stand. And so from that, we have, to coin a phrase, stood on the shoulders of giants and have exceeded far beyond what our predecessors have done. So how did this progress begin? What information do we not know about that is hidden in the depths of the foundations upon which we stand and create new discoveries? I'm going to go back 3.3 million years ago. Tools and artifacts such as the Lamwickian stone tools were created. The tiny little sculpture that can sit in your hand that is called the Venus of Willendorf that dates from 30,000 years ago, that shows us that math has guided us with every heartbeat. Nature humbles us with the realization that we're all mathematically innate creatures. The palpable evidence is completely overwhelming. We are part of this beautiful evolutionary machine of mathematics taking part in the glorious dance of numbers. I'm going to jump ahead about 20,000 years ago to say about 10,000 BCE and talk about Mesopotamia. It was the great Neolithic Revolution. Hunters and gatherers were migrating into warmer areas and began to settle and develop an agricultural life. Agriculture, counting crops, math. Sumerian tablets from southern Mesopotamia show a capacious understanding of financial mathematics. In the Sumerian tablets, archaeologists found etchings that include inscriptions for bills, receipts, calendars, and measurements. So, hey, money is not only the root of all evil, as some people might say, it's also the root of our brilliance. And it started with mathematics. Archaeologists have found that human settlements in Mesopotamia date back as far as 10,000 BCE. After Mesopotamia, which was about 10,000 years ago, we move on to the Tigris-Euphrates River in 3000 BCE. This is where nomadic tribes began to migrate towards southern Mesopotamia. All of this migration created an agricultural crisis. They needed to monitor the extent of their agriculture. Urban development was growing, and people needed to be fed. Government leaders needed to figure out a way to feed the masses and make a profit. Oh, wait, there's that money thing again. Okay, I'm going to try and change the subject and veer away from money. Let's talk about the pyramids of Egypt. The gorgeous, beautiful pyramids built around 2500 BCE, 2500 BCE. It took them 85 years to build the pyramids. That's quite a construction project. Do you think they just decided, hey, I'll just move a bunch of rocks over to this corner and see if it builds up into this weird shape that slightly resembles the ziggurats of Mesopotamia? Nah, I don't think that's how it went down. I'm actually going to contribute the development and shape and the concept of the pyramids to, you guessed it, mathematics. So at this point, we're at around 2000 BCE. I'm going to move up a little bit more to say around 1700 BCE when Babylon was serving as the hub to the area of Mesopotamia. Here in this area, archaeologists found cuneiform inscriptions on these rocks that show that they understood the square of the sides equal the square of the hypotenuse. Yeah, the Pythagorean theorem, baby. And Pythagoras wasn't even alive yet. But people started to have some fun with these numbers. They were like, hey, look, if we square two sides of a triangle, it equals the square of the third side, which is actually an interesting ratio that includes the square root of two. I'm not kidding you. They discovered this like almost 4,000 years ago. 4,000 years ago. Think about this. 4,000 years ago, our ancestors were solving reciprocals and understanding fractions, linear equations, and concepts of a theorem that hadn't even been declared as the Pythagorean theorem. Oh my God, it's so mind-blowing, isn't it? If you're interested in seeing this cuneiform tablet, you can visit Dr. Bill Castleman's website through the University of British Columbia. I will also provide a link at my website, too, if you want to check it out. So yeah, math is pretty cool. No doubt, it's the key to our future, but it is the foundation to our sciences and our history. With that being said, welcome to Math, Science, History. Thank you for joining me at Math Science History. Please remember to subscribe to the show. Also, if you could leave a rating or review, it would be so appreciated. Those ratings and reviews really help to increase my listenership. If you want to learn more about the history of math and science, please visit me at mathsciencehistory.com. And if you like what you're listening to, please feel free to click on that cup of coffee image and buy me a cup of coffee, or two, or three, or four, because every cup of coffee that you buy helps me to pay for the expenses that go into making this podcast. Also, if you're interested in leaving me a comment or chatting with me, you can always find me on your preferred social media platform, including Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Goodreads. Just search for Gabrielle Burchak. Until next time, carpe diem!